206-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting live today from the Sandwich Agway on beautiful Cape Cod on Route 6A. So if you live in the area, come on by and say hello. All kinds of activities. There's their fall open house. There's pumpkin bowling for the kids. There are hay rides. They're having a chance for you to win a free pumpkin with a wiffle ball toss. All kinds of activities, specials, beautiful mums, cabbage, kale, the works. So get a chance, come on down. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Well, it's the fall season, a great time for planting, and I thought I'd get you some information on ways that would help you to have a better fall, and asked a friend of mine, Milo Seamus, from the Dr. Earth Company, to tell you about probiotics and how probiotics in a fertilizer can help your plants. Good morning, Milo.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having my words a little bit slurred, as you probably can tell. I'm coming off of some medication, and my saliva glands are going crazy right now. So give us some information on what you recommend that people do for fall planting and how probiotics can help their plants.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to backtrack 1 second. I thought you were drinking a Morning Mary on the job. Now I feel better than it. Well, probiotics, first of all, we want to break the nutrients down in the fertilizers, and we want to make them available for the plants to absorb. And that's exactly what probiotics do. They break the material down, and they make them available. And especially when dealing with bulbs and a lot of the vegetable, the fall crops, soil temperatures really drop, and organic materials tend to not want to work as well. Unless you can break those materials down and digest them through enzymes, they just simply sit there. So the bulbs and many other plants never really benefit from those applications of fertilizers. But also, conversely, on the other side, you want to make sure that you have a very good soil medium, especially when it comes to bulbs. Bulbs like loose, porous, friable soil. If they're planted in dense soil, expect poor results. So using a very good quality soil, even a potting soil amended into the earth is perfect. It's got a lot of good pumice or perlite in it, and that should act as a good medium. But if they don't want to use potting soil, just a good planting mix should suffice, something that's nice and coarse. We make both potting soils and planting mixes very applicable for that specific situation.
Now, tell us about your bulb fertilizer. What advantages do the homeowner have by using a bulb fertilizer for tulips and daffodils and crocuses and things like that? How will it improve their plants for next spring?
What, you know, here's a, and this is something I'm not teaching you, but I'd like to just say it out anyways, because a lot of the gardeners don't know this. A lot of people think when they're feeding bulbs right now that the bulbs are going to actually benefit the season. They're actually benefiting next season's crop. A bulb is nothing more than a starch body. It's got all the sugars and all of the energy that it needs to get it through this crop. what they're really doing is they're feeding next year's crop. But what my bulk food does is it is loaded with fish bone meal. I don't use standard bone meal. A lot of people, they use bone meal in their bulk food, the organic ones at least. And it's a good ingredient, but mine is far better. It's fish bone. It's much higher in phosphorus, available phosphorus, called orthophosphate. 18% phosphorus and over 16% calcium. And that's exactly what bulbs are looking for. They want an abundance of phosphorus and calcium. Also trace nutrients, loaded with trace nutrients and minerals as well. We get that from kelp meal and seaweed extract. So the combination of the fish bone, alfalfa, the kelp, and seaweed make an amazing, amazing bulb food. We have a lot of professional growers nationwide that use the Dr. Earth bulb food with just stellar results. A lot of the growers as well that sell bulbs cut in arrangements use Dr. Earth because they just produce some amazing colors and long, beautiful, lush green stems. That's exactly how you want your bulbs to look. You want them to be healthy, full of color and life. And it's those nutrients that the Dr. Earth products contain that supply the bulb and rhizomes and tubers with all the nutrients that they need to produce such results like that.
Hey, Milo, is it a good idea for people that have, like, lilies that are, you know, they're basically all done blooming at this time of the year, you know, besides putting the bulb fertilizer on your tulips and daffodils and crocuses, is it a good idea to feed lilies at this time of the year? Iris have that nice tuber. Would that benefit those plants?
Absolutely, because right now you have one more chance to really load up on those that rooting structure. This is a great time to give them a good, strong, heavy feeding. And don't hurt the bulbs when you scratch it into the soil. All they really need to do is just kind of lightly scratch it in and water it down. And do not cut them, because if you cut them, all those nutrients typically shrivel right back up into the bulb or the rhizome or the tuber for next year's crop. So, yes. One more good feeding now. Actually, if you know, Paul, feeding now is actually more important than early on in the year, believe it or not. This is the time to feed them.
And yes, if you have perennials in the same bed, can you use that same fertilizer for things like, you know, bleeding heart and delphinium and lupin? Is that a good idea to feed them at this time of the year?
Yes, it is. There's no collateral damage. There's only collateral benefits, as a matter of fact. So if someone is using a bulb food when they may have been wanting to use a rose and flower fertilizer, it's okay. The middle number is still very nice and high. It's actually when the bulb food, there's more phosphorus in the bulb food than there is in the rose and flower food. So, yeah, same fertilizer, same bed, not a problem. Scratch it all in, water it down. But here's one of the things that I'd always like to recommend is that they use a planting mix. This is a really good time to do it. The planting mix is kind of like an insulation is to a home. You want to insulate the roots right now as the temperatures begin to really drop. And the only way you can insulate the soil is to add a good amendment. And we make a great product called Dr. Earth Planting Mix. And I believe Agway has it. You just simply scratch it into the soil, or you can put a nice thick layer on top of the entire bed itself and then water it down. That creates the insulation barrier. That really protects all of the life in the soil over winter and keeps everything active until next spring, until their other desirable non-fall crops will be addressed. But yes, good time to feed, good time to amend, good time to mulch. All of the above, it's a good time. And here's another good tip, too. If someone's been composting, this is a great time to take the compost out as much as they have and spread it throughout the garden. Between now and, I would say, maybe 30 days from now, which this is a good window, do the composting. It's a very good time of the year to do that as well.
So this time of the year, as they clean their garden, they should take all the dead tomato plants and cucumber plants and marigolds, petunias, and start a compost pile.
This is the time to do it. I mean, my gosh, as the seasons change, this is when you're going to get all your free litter, your leaf litter, when you're going to get your, you just like you said, your free tomato plants, everything. I mean, my God, there's going to be so much. And also, but to keep remind your listeners, Paul, chop it down into smaller size. Don't just build it into these piles with these huge vines and big particle sizes. If they can chop it down a little bit, it's better. And I don't necessarily mean they have to go out and rent a chipper. I simply mean just take your pruners, make a day out of it, make it fun day, get the kids involved, get the pruners out, get the loppers out, and just try to chop things down into smaller sizes. And when I say smaller sizes, I'm not talking about necessarily half an inch or an inch, but if they can chop things down into 4-inch, 6-inch sizes, you know, the tomato vine, it just makes for a better pile. It decomposes more quickly, more thoroughly. It just does its job much better. And if also they can layer the dry material with the green material, it's always best, just so you get a nice ratio of carbon and nitrogen. And I write about all that stuff. I've got a good article on my website called Composting, and it's really just the nitrogen to carbon ratio, which I think all gardeners, anyone who's composting, should understand.
Terrific.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Penton Garden Club. We are at Sandwich Agway. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you. So if you have any weeds, insects, disease problems, bring them with you, and we'll take a look at it and try to help you to solve your gardening problems. We're talking with Milo Seamus. He is the founder of Dr. Earth. It's a company from California that has come onto the East Coast, and they're producing some wonderful products. What makes Dr. Earth products so unique is what's called probiotics. It's microbes that do the job that fertilizer does, but it does it more efficiently. Milo, could you tell our listeners about your website?
Yes, it's drearth.com. Don't spell doctor. D-R-E-A-R-T-H.com. Drearth.com. And, you know, it's really not a product-selling website. It's really just an informational site. Just imagine picking up a gardening guide or a gardening book without any commercials or ads or anything like that. It just tells you all, you know, everything you need to know about organic gardening, how to take care of lawns naturally, how to grow bulbs. There's an article on that, how to grow organic vegetables, roses. Anything you can imagine relating to the gardening world, there is an article on there. It's very user-friendly, very easy to navigate, very colorful, and we're not stuffing products down people's throats all the time. We just want people to read in a very user-friendly manner. So that's how they can find out all about Dr. Earth and all about organic gardening. More importantly, it's more important than Dr. Earth. It's about organic gardening and being successful. And that's exactly what my mission is through the Dr. Earth website. They can also learn more through some of the excerpts of my book, A Healthy Garden, Healthy You, which was just published recently. Again, there's parts of the book that have been placed on the website, on the drearth.com website. And also, we were just talking about composting. There's a great article on composting. You know, I was listening to a commercial during the break about how your grandfather used to take the material and compost it. He is so right. I mean, you know, composting is one of the greatest things any gardener can do. I mean, here's a good way to look at it. throughout the entire season. You spend all this money and time importing all these fertilizers and soils, and you grow all this great plant material. Unless you compost that and reapply it back to your soil, it's like you're spending all this money, then you're cutting all this stuff, and you're throwing it in the trash can, and you're giving it away. Why do that? Compost. And it sounds to me like the tumbler that you're recommending is a great solution to that. It really does. It sounds like a great solution. I mean, especially if you can get compost within 2 to 3 weeks, phenomenal.
At this time of the year, you've got so much plant material that's going to go to waste. Take it, recycle it, and put it in your garden, and it will improve the quality of your soil so that next year your garden will do a lot better.
Sure, so, absolutely. Let me just wrap up one more thing. I make a compost starter, or this is better because I know you like probiotics a lot. All of my fertilizers are even compost starters. This is the direct tie. Because all of my fertilizers contain probiotics, they can take any one of my fertilizer products and add them to the compost pile because it has the beneficial microbes in my fertilizer. So here's two things happen. Fertilizers break down the compost, and the compost becomes much richer because now you've added fertilizer to it so that the finished composted product in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or even next year is just much more nutrient rich because you've added the fertilizer to it to break it down. Does that make sense, Paul, to you? You have a better finished product.
Exactly. So, this time of the year, you've got leaves, pine needles, all your dead flowers, your dead vegetable plants, and you were right. Rather than take it, you spent all this money to make these plants grow all year. Yes, you did get tomatoes. Yes, you did get flowers, but the rest of the plant is still good. And if you can recycle it, make it into a compost pile, take that rotted material, put it in your vegetable or flower bed, it's going to make everything grow better. And with a product like your compost maker, you speed up the process before the cold weather gets here so that when spring arrives, you're ready to go. Milo, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping to explain organics. And I do recommend that you go to his website, DrEarth.com. There's a ton of information and easy to read and easy to understand. Thank you. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Guide Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Sandwich Agway on Route 6A. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so if you have a chance, come on by and say hello. All kinds of specials going on today. It's their fall open house. They have pumpkin bowling for the kids, hay rides for the whole family, and you can throw a wiffle ball through a big pumpkin and win a free pumpkin. Bulbs, mums, cabbage, kale, Montauk daisies, and all kinds of specials on fertilizer, lime, and black oil sunflower seeds. So come on by, bring us your problem, and I'll try and help you out. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ruth from Cape Cod, who has a question about a hydrangea.
Hi, Ruth. Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, our prince of plants.
Thank you.
I, too, was concerned about you, and I'm delighted to hear that you have everything under control. Anyway, I have another hydrangea question. It's hydrangea morning, I guess.
Yes.
I listen every week, and I haven't heard this one addressed. I have 10 hydrangea plants out in my yard, And I'm going to move them. I was told to do that after the leaves fall. I have to adjust a couple of them. My problem is on three or four of them this year, I did a really good job clearing out the dead wood in the spring, but they're droopy. I have no. Now, this is only on three or four, and that's what concerns me. There are plenty of flowers and everything, and I thought it had something to do with one of the rainstorms we had, which were few and far between this year. But they're just droopy. They're just right, I can't say completely down to the ground, but pretty much so. And I don't understand why some of them did this, and I don't know how to correct it. Can you help me, please?
Yep. What happened was, if you think back, April was really warm. My house in Maine, the first week in April, we were 90 degrees, and we had a lot of 80s during April. We had 80s during May, and then it really got hot during June, July, and August. And what happened was, at the time of the year when the new growth starts, it's normally cool. Well, it was hot. And the plants made more new growth than they normally do. The end result, we had a plant that was a lot bigger than normal. But the hydrangea makes such a big flower and heavy that whenever you got a rain, the weight of the flower doubled with the moisture, and it bent the plant over. I have some fall-blooming Annabelle. Then my plant looks like a weeping hydrangea. That's how bad the branches are. Normally, they're nice and straight and upright. This year, they must have made almost 4 feet of new growth. Normally, it's 2.5, maybe a little bit more. So they doubled the amount of growth. The flowers came, the weight got heavy, and the branches bent with the weight of the bloom. And I do remember when we did have some thunderstorms, that after the rain, the flowers were a lot lower than they were prior to the storm. So what I'm going to do is, when the flowers are all brown, I'm going to cut off just the blooms like I do every single year. But next spring, in April, I'm going to take that new growth that the plant made this year, that 4 feet, and we're going to cut it in half. So I'm going to remove at least 2 feet of the new growth that was made this year, so that when the new growth forms, it will be on shorter stems, and I won't have that problem again next year. But it was due to the heat and plenty of moisture and big, fat flowers, again, because of the weather. So prune it back heavy in the spring. You'll have a shorter stem, and your plants will go back to their normal growth habit. Thank you. John, who's next?
Up next, this is John from Cape Cod, who has a question about, I believe, a mandibilla.
Okay. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Good morning. I got a beautiful mandibilla plant. We summer on Cape Cod and go to Florida in the winter, and I would like to take it with me. And I was thinking of cutting it back to about 18 inches, and also making some cuttings from it. I'd like to know how to make the cuttings from it.
Okay. You can make cuttings really, really easy, John. Just go to your local nursery and ask them for rooting powder. And you can buy little tin foil envelopes of rooting powder for $3 or $4. And you're going to take about a 6-inch tip of the plant, cut it off, dip it in the rooting powder, and then stick those cuttings in some sterilized potting soil. And within 2 weeks, you'll have roots on the plant, and then it'll be easier for you to move the rooted cuttings than a great big plant. Now, you can't take a plant that's 6 foot tall and cut it down to 18 inches. It's too dramatic. You can cut it in half, but not any more than that. And then you can bring it down to Florida with you, repot it in a bigger container, use a granular fertilizer, and it should bloom for you when you're down in Florida. But rooting cuttings, very, very easy. Just get a rooting powder. Okay? Thank you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Give us a call. John, who's next?
Up next, this is Neil from Kingsborough, Mass., and he has a question about reseeding.
Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about the redoing my lawn. It obviously got burnt out in this summer's heat, and would I want to hopefully get a lawn back next spring. What's the best thing to do this fall?
Is it a big lawn?
Not really. It's probably 30 by 30.
Okay. What I would do is don't rototill, because if you rototill, you're going to have real mess ahead of you. If you can cut into the dead grass, you can buy what they call a thatching rake. And a thatching rake will cut grooves in the soil, and you can pull out all of the dead stuff and then reseed right on top of that. Or what you can do is buy some bags of topsoil and put a very thin coating of soil on top of the dead grass. The seed has to be in contact with soil so that it will work properly. If you just throw the seed on top of the dead grass, it's not going to germinate. So a thin layer of soil, throw your grass seed, a little bit more soil on top of that, keep it wet, and it will do very, very well. Or you can take a steel rake and pull as much of the dead grass up as possible, a little bit of soil, and then some seed. Keep it wet, and you'll have a good thick lawn in about 3 weeks. But the seed has to be in contact with soil, otherwise it will not germinate and grow for you properly. Okay? Thank you. John, who's next?
This is Peter from New Hampshire, who has a question about a Coosa dogwood.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yes, I do have a question about your favorite tree. We've got a few of them here at the house. And one of them needs to be moved. We're going to be moving it, and it's a good-sized tree. It's probably about 8 to 10 feet high, and I would say about 7 feet in diameter. And we want to move it to another location. And a couple of questions about that. One, like, when is the best time to move it? I mean, can it be done now, or do you think – I have a feeling you're going to say probably the spring is the best time. And the next question is – I kind of forgot. Should the dogwood be in a mostly sunny area, or can it tolerate a good amount of shade?
Dogwood, your spring blooming dogwood, the one that blooms before the leaves come out, that tree can grow in half a day of shade. That's called Cornus florida. But it has a four-petaled flower, rounded on the ends of the bloom, and that one will take a half a day of shade. If you're ever able to drive down into Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, they're growing on the side of the road in partial shade as a wild tree. So that type. The Coosa really needs to have more sun. So if you put the Coosa in half a day of shade, it will grow, but you won't have as many blossoms on it. As far as moving it, you can move a dogwood at this time of the year. It's better in the spring than in the fall, but you can move it. What would happen is if you move it in the fall and we have a rough winter with a lot of wind, snow is good, but lack of snow and a lot of wind hurts the tree. And what it would do is it would dry out the flower bud. So you still have leaves, but you'd lose all of your flowers. I have moved dogwood in the fall, have never had a problem. Just get as large of a root ball as possible, and you should be in great shape. And if you can wait until the leaves begin to change, right now, excuse me, if the leaves are green, it's full of energy, and you want that energy to drain into the roots where they're stored for the winter. So if you're going to move it, wait until October 1st, big root ball, and plant it like a newly bought tree. Compost, animal manure, plenty of water, and you should be in wonderful, wonderful shape. Okay? So your early blooming dogwood, pastel shade, your summer blooming dogwoods in full sun. Peter, we appreciate the phone call. Don, who's next?
This is Helen from Cape Cod, who's a question about a cactus.
Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul. I hope you feel better. You sound like you're drowning.
Believe me, I am.
I have two cactus plants, and a year ago they were not in too good condition. They were very pale and didn't have too much foliage and everything. And so you suggested that it needed iron, and so I've been feeding it with Miracid. The plants now this year are gorgeous. They're beautiful plants. But last fall and so far this year, I have not had any blossoms. And I was wondering what I should feed them to make blossoms.
What you can do, Helen, is to alternate. So use the Miracid to help them to stay good and strong with the iron that's in the acid, and then alternate every other feeding with regular Miracle-Gro. The Miracle-Gro has more phosphorus, and the phosphorus will help it to make the blooms. And remember, most of the cactus bloom in the spring of the year, March, April, and May.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live today from the Sandwich Agway on Route 6A in Sandwich. It's a fall open house. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and we'd love to have you come down. Bring the kids. They have pumpkin bowling. They have a wiffle ball toss. They have a hay ride for everybody. It's a colorful time of the year. All kinds of mums and Montauk daisies for fall asters, cabbage, kale, you know, all kinds of corn stalks, Indian corn, all that kind of stuff. So it's a real fun time of the year for the whole family. And if you've had a problem in your garden with weeds or an insect or a fungus, bring me a piece of it, and I'll take a look at it and try and help you out to solve the problem of what it is and how to take care of it. I'll be here until 2 to answer all those questions, so come on by, and we'll work together so that everything works good for you. If you get a chance, go to my website, paulparent.com, just like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. There's a lot of good information on there. You can sign up for the email newsletter that we have every single Thursday. And it's free, and there's a lot of great information that will help you to expand the type of gardening that you're doing, and it will tell you what to do before the problem arrives. So it's a good resource for you, and it's something that I do every single week. We do want to apologize for the today for the show. I'm coming off some medication, and you probably heard me kind of slur a little bit. It's the medication is affected my saliva glands, and at times the saliva comes out so fast that I just can't speak properly. So I apologize for that. Hopefully next week things will be better. The doctor says it takes about 3 weeks, and we'll take care of the problem. We'll be back to normal. But in the meantime, come and say hello. We'd love to see you. Read the newsletter. This week, we talked about mums, how to take care of them, and the mums that you buy in the nursery, how to make them come back next year. Fall blooming asters and cabbage and kale. And if you buy cabbage and kale and you get sick of looking at it because it will last into February, you can actually go outside, cut it, cook it, make cabbage soup. You can fill it with hamburger and have stuffed cabbage. So it's totally edible. And it's a plant that the colder the weather gets, the more color it will have. So fall is a great time. All kinds of beautiful flowers right now that will last for many, many weeks. A time to plant tulips, daffodils, crocuses to get ready for next season. And it needs to go in the fall of the year. Try and stay away from bone meal. If you use bone meal when you plant, the bone meal will attract dogs, raccoons, and skunks to dig up your garden. So use a bulb fertilizer, not bone meal. I remember growing up, we always did that, but the garden gets ripped up. So use a bulb fertilizer, not bone meal. Feed where the bulbs were last year at the same time for better results. And we're here Sunday mornings, 6 o'clock until 10. We're also on the Internet. And you can listen live on my website, paulparent.com. You can also listen to it during the week. So if you're off during early mass, you're playing golf, going fishing, you miss the show, when you get home, you can go to paulparent.com and listen to the show even on Monday or Tuesday. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday from the Tough Field Fair, and hopefully I'll be able to speak properly. Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye.